Ever get the feeling that some company websites are trying to tell you a story that goes way beyond, you know, just like their About Us page?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're about to do a deep dive into one of those. It's a Berlin-based communications agency called Georg plus Georg.
And from what you've shared with me, it doesn't seem like your typical agency website, huh? It's like they're almost inviting us to kind of decode their DNA, figure out what makes them tick.
Yeah, and just to kick things off, right, let's talk about that name.
Yeah.
I mean, Georg plus Georg. It's so simple and so memorable. It's almost like they've already won like half the branding battle before they've even shown us any of their work.
Totally. It's such a smart move using the founder's shared middle name like that. It just immediately signals this sense of like partnership and collaboration, right? Like these guys are in it together. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, there's the tagline, Meister der Kommunikation, which means masters of communication.
Mm-hmm.
It's this great mix of confidence and playfulness. Like they're winking at us while still showcasing, you know, they're serious about their expertise.
So, okay, we know they're called Georg plus Georg, but what do they actually do? I took a deep dive into their services page, and it seems like they do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, their range is seriously impressive. I mean, they're doing everything from crafting communication strategies and designing logos to actually producing videos and putting together entire events. They even mentioned projects in Ethiopia, which I thought was super interesting.
Ethiopia. That's not exactly like your average client meeting. When are we talking about? What year?
2001. And when you think about a communications agency in Ethiopia back then, it really suggests that they're not afraid to go off the beaten path, you know? Like they're willing to find those unique opportunities that a lot of other agencies might just miss.
Yeah.
And you know what? That same kind of adventurous spirit is reflected in their client list too.
Well, you're not kidding. I mean, we're talking about some big names, Audi, Deutsche Telekom, MTV. Mm. You know, they're working with the heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, you've got these smaller organizations and even political parties like the Green Party in there too.
Yeah.
So what's the common thread? What connects all these different clients?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? It seems to me like Georg plus Georg isn't just chasing the biggest paycheck out there. There's a definite pattern here, a preference for clients who are pushing boundaries, whether it's in like technology or sustainability or even the arts.
Right.
And speaking of pushing boundaries, their work within Berlin itself is particularly interesting.
Oh, yeah. They actually dedicate a whole section to their Berlin projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they're not just working in Berlin, but like they're working with Berlin. Like it's a love letter to their city.
Exactly. And I think that this local engagement that we're seeing might actually be a really important clue to understanding their broader client choices.
Okay.
Maybe for them, it's all about identifying a certain kind of authenticity, right? Like a genuine commitment to making a difference, no matter how big or small the project is.
And that actually brings us to their work with artists and bands. It's a real mix from big names like Edel Tawil and Die Fantastischen Vier to smaller indie groups.
And this is where I think that whole finger on the pulse approach really comes through. I mean, they're supporting established artists, but they're also giving a platform to those who are just about to break through. It shows a really deep understanding of how the cultural landscape is evolving.
Yeah, it's like they have this instinct for spotting creative potential. And it doesn't matter if it's a global brand or just a local band that's trying to find its voice.
Exactly. And this brings us to, I think, the heart of what makes Georg plus Georg so fascinating. It's not just about what they do. It's about how they do it and who they do it with. Their team page, for example, it's anything but ordinary.
I mean, you're telling me. It's like they said, forget corporate headshots. Forget those bland bios. Let's get personal.
They've actually figured out a way to humanize their brand, and it feels so genuine, so endearing. Like we find out that Johannes, one of the founders, loves Teetort, but he can't stand chocolate.
Okay, I have to admit, when I read that little detail about Johannes and the chocolate, I laughed out loud, but it made me realize that these are real people. You know?
Yeah.
They have passions. They have their quirks. It's not just some faceless agency.
And that right there is their secret sauce. They're not hiding their individuality. They're celebrating it. And it goes way beyond the founders, too. They even dedicate space to their freelancers on the team page.
That actually really struck me, too. It's not just like a quick shout out at the bottom. It's a statement. Like they're saying, look, we value everyone who contributes to our success.
Exactly. And remember Conrad, the camera whiz who bakes for the team. Those little details paint a picture of a workplace as both professional and personable. They've somehow cracked the code on fostering a really strong team spirit while still celebrating everyone's individual talents.
And they even dedicate a whole section to what they call their Arbeitsweise, their way of working. And it's not just a bunch of empty buzzwords. They actually break down their process. And there's a clear emphasis on collaboration and getting the client really involved.
Which is really refreshing when you think about it. They're talking about how they start each project by like really deeply understanding the client's needs, their target audience, and the kind of tone they want to strike. So it's very much about finding solutions together, not just imposing their vision on the client.
And they're not afraid to be bold. They use phrases like attention-grabbing and surprising when they're describing their approach.
Which totally makes sense when you start to look at their projects. Take the Penky Parkour Music Festival, for example. Mm. They're not just doing PR for this thing. They're organizing events, producing videos, setting up live streams. It's a 360-degree approach.
And those Unverblümt Culture Expedition N, which translates to like bloomless cultural expeditions,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, something like that.
They're documenting everything from urban gardening projects to this Spermul Karwan, which is basically a caravan of discarded furniture.
It really speaks to their ability to find something extraordinary in the seemingly mundane. It's a rare quality, and I'm sure it translates to their client work as well.
It's like they have this radar for stories that might otherwise go untold. You know, just these hidden gems within Berlin's urban landscape.
Yeah, and that kind of ties into, I think, the common thread that connects all their work.
Right.
Whether we're talking about a global brand or some small local initiative,
yeah,
they're not just communicating information, they're revealing something much deeper,
right?
Something authentic, you know?
And they're not afraid to get their hands dirty, literally. Remember when we were looking at those photos from Ethiopia?
Oh, yeah.
They were out there documenting low-cost housing projects, which is important work, but it's not exactly glamorous.
No, not at all. But it really speaks volumes about their values, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just about creating these flashy campaigns. It's about using their skills to make a real difference.
Right.
To give a voice to people and stories that might not otherwise be heard.
So we've uncovered quite a bit about G-Org plus G-Org so far.
I have.
They have this really unique approach to branding. A diverse clientele. They're clearly committed to their team and to their city.
Absolutely.
But for someone who maybe isn't in the market for a communications agency, what's the big takeaway here?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think there's a really valuable lesson here about the power of authenticity.
Okay.
G-Org plus G-Org's success. It's not just about their creative talent, which they obviously have in spades.
Right.
It's also about their willingness to be themselves, you know?
Yeah.
To let their personalities and their values really shine through in everything they do.
It's like they're saying, don't be afraid to be the quirky, passionate, community-loving version of yourself.
Exactly.
That's what makes you memorable.
Because at the end of the day, that's what people connect with, right?
Yeah.
That authenticity, it resonates not just with clients, but with everyone who comes across their work.
So next time we're browsing some company's website, maybe we should all try to channel our inner G-Org plus G-Org a little bit.
I like that.
Look beyond that polished facade and just ask ourselves, what's their story? What makes them tick?
And who knows? You might be surprised by what you find.
And on that note, we'll leave you with this final thought. What would the world be like if more companies embraced that G-Org plus G-Org philosophy?
Okay.
You know, focusing on genuine connection, creative collaboration, and using their platform for good.
It's an inspiring thought.
It is, isn't it?
It really is. And maybe, just maybe, it's a future that we can all help create.
I feel like they have this almost like a sixth sense, you know, for finding those stories that deserve to be told.
Yeah. And what really struck me is that they're not afraid to kind of roll up their sleeves and get involved in those stories, too.
Right. Like they're not just observing from a distance.
Exactly. They're right there in the thick of it.
Yeah. And speaking of getting involved, remember when we were talking about their work in Ethiopia?
Oh, yeah.
Like they weren't just parachuting in to film some fancy ad campaign or something.
Right. They were documenting those low-cost housing projects.
Yeah, which is, like you said before, incredibly important work, but maybe not the most glamorous gig in the world.
Definitely not, but that's what makes it so impressive, you know?
Yeah.
Because it shows that they're not just paying lip service to these ideas.
Right.
They're actually putting their money where their mouth is and using their platform to make a real difference.
So I think it's safe to say we've uncovered a lot about G-Org plus G-Org in this deep dive.
We definitely have.
I mean, we've talked about their unique approach to branding, their diverse clientele, their commitment to their team, their city.
Their values.
Yeah, and I have to say, I'm genuinely impressed.
Me too.
They're clearly doing something right.
And I think that's a really good note to end on, actually, right. Because sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and forget that there are companies out there like Jorg plus Jorg.
Yeah.
Companies that are challenging the status quo and showing us that it's possible to be successful while also staying true to your values.
So maybe that's the biggest takeaway for all of us.
Maybe so.
That no matter what field we're in, no matter what kind of work we do, we can all strive to bring a little bit of that Jorg plus Jorg spirit into the world.
Couldn't agree more.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.